Hey, everybody, it's To Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron, and that is me. Of course, we don't have the lovely Lisa with us today, which is really sad because we have a special guest today. It's Sir Stephen Rice.
Yeah.
You are a sir. Yes. You're one of Lisa's favorite people. So.
Aww.
Yeah. We talk about you quite often. Like, we need to have more with Steven.
Yes.
Yeah. And we will. We're still going to do that one plan that we've been talking about.
Yep. Yeah, I loved the Buffy. If anybody hasn't seen the Buffy series. I actually got in not a huge debate, but, like, we were talking about actresses we think were done wrong. And the top two were Amy Poehler for not getting an Emmy for Leslie Knope and Sarah Michelle Gellar for not getting an Emmy for Buffy. Like,
I mean, it was a wasted opportunity there. Like, she was worth the... I mean, she was a groundbreaker. I mean, we talked about how the whole Joss Whedon scandal stuff is a pain in the butt for us as fans. But
yes.
But that doesn't mean that we disrespect the art that came from him. Definitely. And Sarah Michelle Gellar is part of that art, and yes, she. Okay, I have to say, if they ever do a reboot for Buffy, they better find a way to incorporate her somehow.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sad. I go to the Charmed reboot that I actually like. I do.
I haven't seen it because I'm just so.
And I respect your decision on that. I'm not here to try and like sway you to be like but I personally find that I can separate the two and I can appreciate the original Charmed, and that's my story that I grew up with. And then this one is a really kind of nod to that story and adding on more.
Okay.
And it's
maybe
very
I'll give it a try.
Just give it a shot. It won't disrespect anything of the original Charmed.
Okay.
I just wish that there would have been a better relationship, because I really think, given what's going on in this series of Charmed, that the original girls could have been very pivotal to it.
Mm.
At least some cameos.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think there was a lot of, unfortunately, bad decisions being made for that show. So, and I know Alyssa Milano, I think, is the most angry about it.
Oh. Well.
Okay. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We can go on forever, but we are talking about Pride. It is Pride Month 2021, and you you started off our new season with us by having the discussions about Buffy, and we've got some other collaborations coming up. But this one I just thought was really cool for us to meet, because we both started our podcast around the same time. We're both members of the LGBT. And we share that. We share our stories a lot on our podcast, and we talk a lot about how. So, first off, let's let you talk a little bit about your podcast, and then we'll.
Yeah, no, like you said, it's been a year. Yeah, because I had a birthday for my podcast in March. It was actually 5 days after my actual birthday. So March 25th, started it last year during the pandemic, trying to bring some happiness into the world. It's called Sunshine Steven. I probably should have started
Sunshine Steven. Yes.
Yeah, Sunshine Steven, which is
info will be in the description.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's so I've been interviewing a lot of people, especially for Pride Month. It's been a lot of LGBTQ+ business owners or creators or friends. So I put a schedule out, and I don't have it memorized. It's on my Instagram if you're interested. It's there, but I've forgotten who. I know my first episode was Bianca from Bianca Designs, which is a queer-owned shop that you can go and get cute little stickers and pins and hats and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Is it an online store?
It is an online store, yeah. And you can save 20% with Sir Steven, the promo code. It was nice. Everybody that has a business.
I can't wait till I get some promo codes and can shout them out. Like, I need some sponsors here. And Coke does not sponsor, even though my Pride, I just want people to know.
But yeah, Sunshine Steven in a nutshell is positivity. This month, super gay, but I've also, started positive sharing stories about media and stuff like that, but it kind of took a shift to tougher topics, I guess you could say. So
I feel that our podcasts essentially do, especially because it's organic conversation. Yeah. And sometimes a trigger is hit and suddenly you're on this conversation about religion, or you're on this conversation about, you know, Republicans, Democrats, anything.
Yeah.
We're really just talking about the hell that we live in.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So
I make jokes when people say I'm going to hell. I'm like, there's worse.
Yeah. I thought this was it.
Yeah, I'm like, it gets worse.
Yeah, it feels like hell today in Florida. So
what's the temp in you're Jacksonville, right?
Jacksonville, yeah. It's a lie because it said it was like a high of 80, and I was like, that's a lie. So it is 87 right now, but it feels like 187.
Okay, we are currently sitting at up here in northern Minnesota. It is sitting at, 82.
Oh, okay.
Feels like 84.
Oh, I didn't even look at the feels. Oh, it's probably, feels like 150,000 degrees.
Celsius.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you're on that other side of the equator, so yeah.
Yeah, so it feels like 97. So it
feels like the sun is just shooting laser beams at
literally. Like, hey, yeah. Florida.
Yeah, it feels today? Like for us, we make the joke from that, you know, like that level in Super Mario Brothers where the sun is diving at you. That's today here in Northern Minnesota. And we in Northern Minnesota we're not usually really well at anything that's above 80 degrees. Like anything that goes above 80 degrees, we have no idea how to function anymore. Kind of like how if you came up here during their deep winter.
Yeah.
And it was super cold. You would not know what to do.
I would not know.
And we'd just be like, loser.
Yeah. That's how we are. But then people would, like, when I lived in North Carolina, we just moved back, but it would get 80 degrees and people were like, it's so hot, I can't take it. And I was like, this is a cool day compared to Florida 80. Like, I will take 80 degrees any day.
Yeah. 80 degrees. I mean, I hate 80 degrees. I would rather sitting in 60 degree air conditioning for the entire day.
Correct. That's my life in a nutshell. People are like, you want to go outside and do adventurous things? And I'm like, nah.
As soon as I'm done recording with you, I'm actually going on a hike.
Oh, that sounds like work.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only is it really hot today, but there's also a wind, and it's not a cool wind.
It feels like the oven air.
It's the kind, where like if you open the oven and it just hits you and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't like that at all. Yeah. If it's a cool breeze and it's shady wherever I'm hiking, I can be about it. But if not, I'm not going out to die because it's not the journey I want.
Well, I just want to say I'm so used to Pride always happening in these hot months. And I mean, it is the one month that people are already angry that it's one. It's a whole. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry, my dentures are in today. And I'm kind of, they're a little loose today. So I'll probably pause every now and then. I have to readjust them with my teeth.
That's totally fine. Yeah. When I wear my retainer, I have to do the same thing. And it gives me a horrible lisp, which I hate.
But... Oh, my God. Because we already have a stereotypical lisp as it is, right?
Exactly. So it makes it, like, 20 times worse.
And like, you just amplified my, like, insecurity. Thank you.
Exactly. orthodontist.
I want to talk a little bit about the fact that Pride is celebrated for a whole month. And honestly, that kind of happened over time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall it 10 years ago.
Yeah. 10 years ago would have been 2000. Yeah, I wasn't even a part of.
Oh, you hadn't come out yet?
Let me think. No, I would have, but it was past June.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a two-parter coming out, because of course, you know, so it was like coming out to friends during the summer, but then like family and stuff the following year. Mm-hmm. So, but I never really celebrated or anything until like 2012.
Okay.
But it's weird, in Jacksonville, we were actually just talking about this, like our big Pride, which is one of our neighborhoods, it's called Riverside.
Yep.
Happens in October. So
well, we have Now, in Duluth, where Lisa lives, which is about 70 miles away from me on the on Lake Superior, they do Pride, but they do it over Labor Day weekend, which is kind of nice. It's a way to end your summer, like, oh
Yeah,
yay.
exactly. And it's cooler.
Yeah. So for me, oh, here it is.
Is it a wind chime?
No. Oh, you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's what you were gagging at. I was
No, I was literally gagging.
I thought you were like, ew, I hate the sound of this wind chime.
No, but I'm so happy you can hear that because that is so quiet on my end.
I was like, does he not like a wind? Take it down.
I know. How dramatic, right?
Right. Oh, what
We'll
a gay
take
thing. Yeah, like a wind chime. Yeah.
it down. It's my neighbor's wind chime, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So don't take it down. We don't condone, yeah, vandalism.
They're not so friendly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it actually doesn't bother me. I never really noticed it till somebody pointed out. No, I literally gagged.
Okay. I was like, he hates wind chimes, evidently.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about you coming out, your coming out story,
Yeah.
however you want, okay?
Yeah, it was like I said, it was a two-parter. I always joke because I love Katy Perry and it was the summer after high school.
Summer
So
after high school.
exactly. I knew you would understand.
Oh my God, you gotta understand a Katy Perry reference.
Exactly. So it was like after high school, my grandparents, not to bring the mood totally down, when I was 16, my mom passed away. So I had to move in with my grandparents and finish out the last 2 years of high school, finish those out. And then the summer after high school, we went to Tampa because my grandfather worked in construction and was building, God, what was he? He was building Panera Bread, which I end up working for the company, but not that one, down in Tampa, Florida, which is about, well, from where they lived, which is in Callahan, Florida, which was about 45 minutes. So it's about 3 or 4 hours away. But growing up very poor and not really seeing the world, I was like, whoa, this is, it's so corny because you always hear people talking about like the first time they went to New York or LA or like big cities like that. And they were like, oh, there's a whole world out there that I want to be a part of. I had that moment in Tampa, Florida. So, because I was like, there's more to the world than just little country bumpkin Callahan, Florida. Like, this is strange.
Yeah,
And
the shell shock of the city.
yeah, I was like, oh, there's a like, and there's different cultures. Like, because where I grew up was very white and very Republican. So I was like, there's different shades of people and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go into college not being myself. So I was like, well, maybe I should, just accept the fact that I knew I liked men. I was attracted to boys and stuff. But I, plot twist, I had a girlfriend, a very serious girlfriend for I think 2 years at that point. So, at first I was like, well, let me just text all my friends, most of them. I didn't text my guy friend because I was scared that he would like banished me from his life, but he didn't. And I texted them and was like, hey, I've been thinking about this for a while and I think that I'm attracted to guys. And everyone was super chill and like, okay, you're in drama club, you watch Glee. Like, we kind of done knew. So it was like, we
There's some
accept
tells
you.
here.
Yeah, they're like, this isn't groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah.
So it was nice. I was like, okay, they're all accepting. Ended up telling my other closer friends in person, and they were totally accepting. My guy best friend literally was like, I had to tell you something, and it might change our relationship. Because I also was like most gay guys, like fully obsessed with him, in love, like all that bullshit. But he's straight, so story of my life.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm just so nervous. And I told him, and he was like, okay, like, am I still spending the night? Like, I didn't want him to feel uncomfortable because I like we slept in the same bed and
Yeah.
everything. So I was like, and he was like, I don't care, like, you do you. And I was like, okay, told my girlfriend, and she was like, as long as you still love me. And I was like, yeah, I love you. Fast forward a couple months, and then I was like, yeah, strictly dickly here. Like, I don't think that I'm bisexual. So ended that relationship with her, which made me feel really bad. And then the next year, around May, is when I told my grandmother, which is a very hard thing. It's a very they're very Southern Baptist traditional, quote unquote, ways and everything like that. So I remember going into her the laundry room, and she was literally ironing some laundry, and I was like, I have to tell you something, and I just like spit it out, and I was like, I think I like guys, I think I like boys, and she literally just stopped and looked at me and was like, no, try again, and just kept ironing, and I was like, but that's how I feel, and she was like, no, so I was like, okay, so it was a couple weeks of really awkwardness, like coming home and, she'd be like, oh, I watched Dr. Phil today and somebody was gay, but then they found Jesus and they're not gay anymore. Maybe you should look into that. And I was like, nah, I'm good. She wanted me to talk to the pastor and basically pray the gay away. And I was just like, oh, but she held it over my head for a while. We're on better terms now. But she was like, I'll tell your grandfather and he's not going to take it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, great. Like, I'm going to be
My
kicked
God, she
out.
blackmailed you?
Yeah, I was like blackmailing, and I was like,
Dang.
I don't know what to do. Like, this is, you know, my life. I didn't know, but it all kind of came to a breaking point where I had plans to go with a friend somewhere. We were going to a concert and everything like that, and there was choice words between me and my grandfather, and he tried to get physical with it, but I was not having it. So then they were like, "Well, you can grab your stuff and leave." And I was like, "Okay." Like, so I literally grabbed a duffel bag, put a couple pair of underwear and clothes, and all my Katy Perry CDs, and was like, "This is it. Like, whatever. Gonna go out on my own." So I lived with my best friend for like 2 days, I think. But then, you know, we had hard conversations and everything. And it came to the understanding that they didn't agree with my life choices. And they thought it was just a phase and everything like that. But it was not, clearly. So I moved back in. But shortly after that, within a year, I think I actually moved out. And we just never talked about it. Like, it was never. Like, hey, Steven's like full-blown gay, like with men and everything. Like, we never really talked about it. Like, my grandmother, she knew I was living with a guy and would be like, well, how's your friend? And it was always like, okay. Up until 2016, when I proposed to my now husband and they found out, and all sh like hell broke loose. Like, it was a shit storm. They called me and were like, I can't believe you're marrying a guy. Like, this is awful. But here's the kicker. Like, they didn't have a problem just with marrying a man, but also a man of color. So that throws a whole nother thing in, but we're just focusing on pride. So
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, because
yeah.
yes, that's there's so much to unpack here.
Yeah. So I was like, oh shit. So we did not, I would talk to my grandmother here and there. She would call me randomly, but I hadn't seen her up until last year. My sister unfortunately was in a coma and passed away, ended up passing away, and that gave us a family reunion in a weird way, and they were super apologetic. They met my husband and everything, and more open to it. I wouldn't say that they're 100%, you know,
Yeah.
ready to join PFLAG, but you know, it's not as awkward, and you know, she'll even we'll talk openly, and I'm like, well, my husband, you know, X, Y, and Z, and
Yeah.
so yeah, it's in a better place now, but for a while there, it was very awkward, and that's just family. Not to
Right?
mention, like, when you start working in the workforce, and you're like, I don't know what to tell people. Like, are they going to be okay with this? In college, I'm like, I don't know how like this is gonna go, like scared around all the frat boys who ended up plot twist being all gay, so I should have shot my shot.
Would you say that, like, for a long time you were able to pass as straight? You know how we used to like coin that phrase?
I would definitely put on an act to try to, and like I would dull down my clothes. I wouldn't try to wear anything that was like quote unquote gay, like, oh, that's feminine. Like, I'm not wearing a pink shirt. I don't want to. But then once I started to accept myself, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna wear my Katy Perry and my pink shorts and, you know, everything like that. But I remember definitely in high school before coming out, and I actually wrote about this in my book a little bit, like camo pants and John Deere shirts and like,
No
yeah,
way.
like, oh my gosh, yeah. And just trying so hard to, I took a wood shop class to make me feel like,
A butch.
yeah, butch manly man and everything. So there was definitely times where I tried to cover it up.
You tried to live by that mask for mask lifestyle.
Exactly, and that did not work out. I actually did get a really good grade in that class though, because we made like a birdhouse and something else, but I kind of cheated because my grandfather worked in construction, so I already knew a lot of this stuff going into the
Sure.
class because he's taught me stuff. So like when we had quizzes and stuff, like what saw is this? I was like, I already know. Like I didn't have to study for this, but I was like, ha ha, look at me, I'm getting an A in woodshop class.
When all these probably other very masculine guys are probably barely sliding by with a C.
Yeah, and I'm
Yeah.
like, ha, I made this birdhouse awesomely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder whatever happened to that birdhouse.
Right?
It's a
I
mystery.
remember. I think the one thing I can remember making in wood shop was I made a stool, I think. Like, you know, one of those stepping stools if you and I think it turned out well, if I recall. I actually was very proud of that work. I always thought, oh, I could do this in my sleep now.
Yeah, I could never. If somebody gave me wood right now and said, build me something, I'd be like,
Be like, can I use Gorilla Glue?
Right, like, I'm gonna go to the store and get something and take the price tag off and be like, here you go.
Yeah,
Did it.
it is definitely not from Dollar Tree.
Yeah, exactly. Don't look it up online because it's, yeah, I couldn't ever make anything now.
Thank you for sharing that coming out
Oh, of
story.
course.
I had another guest on that is in another episode that's coming out for this series of Pride specials, and his was not his his coming out was a little less dramatic than like yours and mine were. His family was very supportive, so and he's probably around your age too. So, and that was up here in northern Minnesota.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah, which is shocking because there's not a lot of people who would do that. Or is that accepting? Because we're all very, very, very fundamental Christian up here. Like, we are bathed in the blood of Jesus and born again and baptized.
I was baptized twice,
Twice.
actually.
You
Yeah.
just want to make sure, get that thorough
Yeah,
job done.
make sure. Yeah.
Wash some more sins away because there
Yeah.
are layers here, honey.
Literally. Well, it's funny 'cause I'll never forget the second time, 'cause the first time I was young and I barely remember it, but the second time I was 16 or 17, I'll never forget. It was super sweet. Like the pastor's assistant or secretary, whatever you want to call her, would send out like save the dates, like, hey, your baptism is on this date. And me and my brother were both getting baptized on the same date. And he got the card with like the save a date, and I didn't. So I asked, and they were like, oh no, like we forgot. We must have got lost in the mail or whatever. And I
No,
was
you
like,
know there was a reason.
right. I was like, is this the sign? Like, is the water gonna boil when I get into it? Like,
No.
oh no. But if it would have, I would have lived my best like craft life and been like, yes, I'm a witch.
I know. Yeah. Oh, that was good. Yeah, so did you watch WandaVision?
Yes, we binged it and it was so
Oh
good.
my.
Never watched any other Marvel anything ever.
Really?
Yeah, so but everybody was talking about it and I was like, okay, we'll give it, and we loved it.
Yeah, did you go back and watch other stuff to
No.
kind of get to know their history with it? Okay.
No, but I did. I went on Reddit because I'm a loser,
And you
and
just kind of like figured out,
yeah,
all right, this
I
puzzle
was like,
piece here, that.
okay, yeah,
Because
exactly.
obviously you knew that clearly she was dealing with a lot of loss. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say I was dealing with a lot of loss, but like there was this emotional stuff about if I had her power, I can't say that I wouldn't be living in some fake reality
Oh,
world too.
I would 100%.
Where, you know, Chris Hemsworth was one of my many husbands.
Yeah. All the hens were. Punch them out.
Yeah, like any men's that I want are just like
Yeah.
mine, like, yeah.
Yeah, we yeah, I oh that's an interesting episode we should do. Like, what would your
What would your WandaVision
yeah,
world
your
be
yeah, 'cause I
like?
would have so many things.
Oh my God, we should definitely do that. I have to
Yeah.
make sure Lisa has seen WandaVision, but
Get it together, Lisa, if you haven't.
I'm pretty sure she has. I got her started on The Boys last night. If you watch
Oh,
that on
I have
Prime.
not heard.
Well, if you're not into superhero stuff as much, you may not like it.
I used to be. I don't know what happened. Like, I loved Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire ones growing
Yeah.
up, and I loved X-Men and everything, but then I just got older and was like, meh. Like,
See, I didn't get that. I tried. I thought that I was supposed to get older and get
yeah.
over enjoying it the same way. No, it just got
Yeah.
worse. Maybe it's because you actually got a boyfriend and now a husband, and I still don't. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, now it's funny because he's not really into them. So the only thing we really watch, I mean, we watch comedy and stuff like that. He doesn't like to watch dramas, but I will. But we will watch horror movies all day long, like, which is kind of scary if
Did
you
you watch
think
the new
about it.
Conjuring?
Yes, we watched it Friday
Yeah,
night.
so did I. I
Yeah.
wasn't sure if I thought it was scary enough. I liked the story.
That's what I said afterwards because they were like, I said, I think it was good story
Yeah.
wise, but I said, I don't think it was really, it didn't bring anything new to the table, I would
No, I
say.
mean, I remember actually hearing a lot about that story because I was always fascinated by those kind of
Yeah.
weird mysteries that, like, ooh, this
Is
one.
this real?
Yeah. And I was a big fan of the Ed and what's her name?
Eileen.
Eileen for a long time, even
Yeah.
before because of the Amityville stuff. I was so
Yes.
fascinated by that stuff when I was a kid. It's
Yeah.
probably because I was a weird kid.
I was a weird kid too. I was fascinated by stuff like that. Well, not that deep because my mom wouldn't, she didn't introduce that to me yet, but like kid appropriate stuff that was like the craft. How did I get away with the
That's
craft?
kids appropriate.
I know that's why but I think it's because I had two older sisters, so they liked it, so I got to sneak in there to watch it with them.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but then Harry Potter came out, and that was my whole world. So
Very
I'm
fun.
still waiting for my acceptance letter from Hogwarts.
Yeah, we never got those.
A little
I'm
bit
pretty
too
sure I
soon.
would have ended up a Hufflepuff.
Have you taken the quiz?
Every time I take the quiz, I'm a Ravenclaw, but
Yeah, I'm a Gryffindor through and through. So
I'm not brave enough.
yeah,
I feel like
literally.
okay, so there was this playwright that wrote a play called Puffs. It was off Broadway for a few years. It just closed a couple years ago, actually. But they have to call it Puffs because it's an unofficial
Yeah.
parody of Harry Potter. So they can't really officially mention names in the
Mention.
right way.
Yeah.
But they can reference things. So this play is about what was going on in the Hufflepuff house because it was one that we only ever really knew of one, and that was Cedric Diggory.
Yeah.
He
There
was
was
really the only
never,
one we
yeah.
ever saw much about, but there wasn't like we kind of knew other Ravenclaws. We
Yeah.
knew other we knew some obviously Slytherins and
And
Gryffindors, but
Gryffindors,
like
yeah.
Hufflepuffs were almost like forgotten about. So these playwrights got together and created a whole storyline for what was going on in Hufflepuff House during the whole 7 years.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, and so if you have if you ever so if you have Prime, there's a channel you can get called Broadway HD. So
I've seen.
do the trial or subscribe to it or whatever. You can watch that play on there, and I promise you it's a love song to the Harry Potter fan inside you.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Yeah,
Yeah.
I love well, telling myself, but I love when I am on YouTube and I fall down a rabbit hole and it's like, how to make this slime? And I'm like, just watch Beetlejuice on Broadway. Like, I
Yeah.
watched Jagged Little Pill that way because it was online.
Wait, you watched? There was a whole like bootleg of Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Thank you.
It was so good.
Yeah. What about Six?
I have not. No.
Do you know? You don't know what Six is?
I do not know. Sounds ominous, though.
Oh, it's about the six wives of Henry VIII.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. It's a really good musical, though. It's very like Chicago, Moulin Rouge. Ooh, like they're Chicago. Very yeah, and it's only the six women or the whole cast of the show, and they're just like doing like this pop song, like inspired by like Britney Spears style, Beyonce, and they're telling their stories of what it was to be married to Henry.
Which like, is probably a horror story.
Anne Boleyn's character sing her main song in the whole show is called "Don't Lose Your Head."
Well. I'll have to check that one out, too.
Definitely check that one out. I promise you, you're not going to hate it. Yeah, and then if you find any YouTube videos...
Me and my friend, one of my best friends, we actively will send each other, like... But it's so weird, because it comes up, like, how to blah, 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 and it's, like, always random, and I'm like, what is this?
Well, they have to title them that way, because otherwise the algorithm will catch up.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of the algorithm, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and click that little bell there for notifications on this YouTube channel if you're listening to it on YouTube. Oh my gosh, do you ever have to do those plugs on yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I do not YouTube because that's just too much work, so I commend you.
But I'm decided always, like, to put YouTube too, why not?
Yeah, I'm like, please at least share this with your friends, leave a review, especially on Apple. It's super easy, so...
Yeah. I wanted to talk about we started talking about the month long Pride, why it became such a thing, and we couldn't really remember it being when I was first out little gay boy in the early 2000s. I mean, it was literally like Pride weekend. Like I hadn't even gone to where with here our biggest city would be Minneapolis, which is a really big Pride, and it's sponsored by Target. And Wells Fargo and US Bank, all these different big corporates that sponsor it now did not sponsor these back in the day. Like it was literally, I remember us fighting for visibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a big deal. And that's what we wanted. We wanted to be seen and we wanted to be respected and we wanted all that. And now in 2021, there's so many corporations, like including, I think Disney is one of the ones people are most pissed off about.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because they're all cashing in on the Pride market now.
Yep.
Pride has become a capitalist opportunity. And here's what I'm saying is like, I'm not saying I support that, like that I'm a big fan of it. Like, I don't, like I said, Target, I think is great because they've actually been a supporter of it for even before it was cool. But it doesn't mean it wasn't still a good marketing ploy for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But they dealt with a lot of hate, too. I mean, especially with the restrooms.
Yeah. You know?
So I commend Target for standing firm on that. And so I will support Target for supporting us. But I do understand other corporations coming out with their own little, like Disney. I mean, and I don't hate that Disney's on board with it because Disney's been pretty proactive about being progressive in their content too. So, I mean, Cruella just came out and they're dealing with a lot of hate because there's an actual
gay person
featured in the movie. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody who said, "Oh, the Cruella movie just ruined my childhood by putting that gay character in there." It's like, how?
Yeah.
You'd think Cruella DeVille was more than likely, Cruella DeVille, you know, was definitely surrounded by gay men all the time.
Right. Fashion. How is it that our childhood wasn't ruined and all we saw were heterosexuals? So
we're not real people. Our voices don't matter, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, true. I forgot. Sorry.
Anyway. So, but I understand the people who are angry about it becoming such a capitalist thing, and so since it's become a month, especially. But here's the thing: is that this is the cost of us wanting visibility.
Yeah.
This is the price, is that we want visibility. Businesses that want to support things want to make sure there's a return.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this is what was negotiated. You don't like it. Then we might as well go back into our closets.
Right, exactly. Like you, it's so hard because I love a good Target, even though some of their designs this year were god awful.
I got the bib overall shorts.
They got a lot of stuff that was like questionable, but
Yeah,
it's
I feel
nice
like they could have
though.
done a better job.
Oh, definitely. But it's still nice. It doesn't take over the fact that like now I've been to three Targets within the past, three different ones within the past 2 or 3 weeks. And the first display when you walk in is the Pride section and everything like that.
Which
So
is great.
yeah, it's great. So yeah, it's like, oh, but it's a big corporation and stuff like that. And there was a while that I was like, well, I only want to, if I'm going to purchase something, I want them to say like, hey, we're donating
And
proceeds or stuff like that, which I
Target's going to
did.
Glisten, I think. They
Yeah,
partnered with Glisten.
and it was nice to go. I went with one of my friends to Ulta, and they had a section up front that had like, I think it was Kiss eyelashes,
Oh, cool.
different nail polishes and stuff. But you could see where each one was partnering with. Like, this is going to GLAAD. This is going
Yeah.
to the Human Rights Campaign and stuff
Yeah,
like
if they're
that.
telling me they're going to like the Trevor Project and stuff like that, I'm more
Yes.
than likely going to buy that product if, especially if I like it, because I'm going to know
Yeah.
that not only is it benefiting the corporate that or the corporation company that
Yeah.
develops it, because it should, it,
Yeah.
but they're also making sure to do their part to support, and they're not just capitalizing on Pride.
Yeah,
But
exactly. So,
if this is the partners, and that, so yeah, I 100% support your way of thinking.
yeah, I'm definitely good with that. I do always encourage people, though, go look online or around cities to see a queer owned
Yes.
this shirt that I'm wearing because I'm a Pisces, Gay Pride Apparel. They're actually going to be on my podcast in 2 weeks, I believe.
Nice.
So it's nice to support and know, like, okay, they're not benefiting for no reason. Like, they're benefiting to
Well, exactly.
have a queer community and everything and still
And
make
that's
all these great products.
when you saw that I featured you on my page the other day and all your works, because I'm trying to bring that also to the conversation is the fact that yes, it's great that corporates are, but let's not forget if you really want to support queer people who are trying to
They're
make
out
a business,
there. Yeah.
support them. Like go, all you have to do is go and subscribe to, Sunshine Steven, and it helps him. You have no idea how
Exactly.
just you subscribing or liking or commenting
Yeah.
something like that helps that artist. It doesn't, you don't have to go subscribe financially. Although
Yeah.
if you want to go, here's my Patreon account. So please do go,
Seriously, yeah. I'm
I
a
mean,
gay, so for Pride Month, please send me. Here's
well, yeah,
my bill. Like, cash at me.
it's like, I'm like, if you really want to financially support the LGBT community, then support LGBT people and their
Exactly.
businesses. Just like BLM wants us to support black businesses, which I do,
Yeah.
you know?
And if it's a black queer owned
Oh my God,
business,
even more. We're done.
we're
We're
here. Yeah,
done.
take all my money.
Yeah, you are basically
Yeah,
Beyoncé. So
exactly. Like I will, yes,
yeah.
100%.
I
Like
don't
you're
even
like,
like this product, but I will
I
buy
will
it.
buy it just to support you.
And I'm not saying that lightly. I'm not saying that as just
Yeah.
I want to be known as. I believe in it and I do it. But and if I talk about it, it's because I believe about it, believe it. I get so many people who are like, "Oh, Aaron, you just like to talk about it. You don't actually act on it." I'm like, "Excuse me, do you know what it's like to be a minority? Like,
Right,
do you understand
exactly.
what it's like to be part of an oppressed people?"
Yep, some
Like,
people just don't understand.
when I find other LGBT members who are not supportive of the BLM movement, I get so angry because I'm like, you do realize we, our people, should probably hate the police just as much, if not more, because
Look at
our movement
why
started.
we have, our movement started with a riot because of the police, and why we have Pride Month in June because of the Stonewall riots. It's like, I just.
I find myself, I don't know. I don't know what I find myself doing anymore, actually. But I do try to. I find myself talking a lot, finding myself on different Facebook posts that where there's a comment thread, and I find myself becoming a troll, looking for all the haters on there. And then if I read hatred of any sort, and I feel that I need to say something, I will. And sometimes I get triggered too easily to say something. And I'm like, am I prepared to continue this conversation with this person? And so,
100%.
yeah,
I
so
did the same thing, so.
I have to find myself and stop myself if I can. But a lot of times, especially when it comes to people who are posting about, I don't understand why there has to be a whole month of LGBT and we don't celebrate our veterans. I'm like,
But we do.
I know. Yeah, I like that is such a I hate when people say it because I'm like we I'm like May is Veterans
Yeah. That's what
Day.
I was like, you'd have a
November, and we even have different days of the year. I'm like ours started as a weekend in June, and it expanded to the whole month because of how much pride there is to celebrate in 1 month. That's not even enough. The
Oh,
whole
yeah.
point of these months and days are for us to learn how to respect and celebrate that all year. Christmas is supposed to teach us how to have that type of caring and empathic type of thought all year. But we don't. We suddenly we get to that point of the year and we're like, oh my God, that's right, it's pride. Happy pride. Oh my God, I totally support you and your movement and you should love is love. And I love my straight friends. I really do, but sometimes I don't know if they really get it. But I never want them to stop supporting us, so I try to
It's like
but I
support
do
the whole year,
Most of my
too.
responses to people hating on social media is like, I really just wish that you would go and research, educate yourself on queer history before you speak like this, because you clearly have no idea. Like, that's all I ask people.
Exactly. Like there's much more in
There's so much
to
more on
it than the
why gay pride started rather than you thinking that we just want to get out and flaunt it in your face.
Exactly, 100%. They fail to realize that.
Right. So I suppose I can imagine what it's like in Florida for only in
It's,
Florida. Sorry.
yeah.
I know that there's stupid jokes about Florida and
Oh, but
people.
they're mostly
Most
true.
same with us in Minnesota. Like I just wanted to know if there's any jokes about Minnesotans you know about there, I can probably confirm that they're true, but anyway.
I feel like Florida is very. It's especially Jacksonville. I can speak on Jacksonville because I've lived here. It's come a very long way, but you still have the pockets, even in the communities. Like I said, the very gay friendly Riverside area is like, okay, I know I can go here and it's a safe space and everything like that. But then it's like, I'm not going to go to the West Side because that's not safe, period. So it's very pocketed, but I will say it's come a long way. I feel like it's progressing, not just with minorities being more accepted, but like as a city as a whole, like it's not stuck in the old way of thinking, if that makes sense. So Callahan, Florida, though, where my grandparents live and I lived. No, that will never. It'll probably never be that progressive.
So, where I live in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, we've talked about the fact that it's where Judy Garland was born, and
Should be like.
they do celebrate Judy Garland in a way here, but not in the way that they should. I mean, they do not like there's such it's such a conservative community that they want the history of Judy Garland here and to be known so that they can market like they can try and make something out that. But I'm like, girl. You ain't marketing it to the wrong crowd if you're not like, do you realize if you marketed it to the LGBT community, do you realize how profitable this place would be?
There would be a Judy Garland month.
I'm just saying, it would be profitable and they won't do it. And so I
That's a
have
shame.
it's been one of my missions that I'm going to change that here. Like I think I scare some people because of how loud and gay I am in this community and the kind of wake up, shake up, thing I can do. And I like that. I'm like, people are afraid of what I can do. But
Well,
I
I
want.
mean, and she wouldn't want it that way. Judy would have been like,
Well, Judy hated Grand Rapids anyway.
yeah, so I'm like, let her have her gay moments.
Yeah. Her family left Grand Rapids long before her career took off. But there's rumors that a lot of people think that they just took off to because they wanted to try their career in California, Hollywood, you know. And obviously that was the best choice for them.
Yeah.
But there's rumors around here that they were run out because Judy's dad was gay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And they, so that there's a lot of those kind of stories that are out there for people, and it's plausible.
Very, it is, yeah.
Because there's a lot of, I just want the Judy Garland Festival to, or that used to be festival, they don't do the festival anymore, but the museum here and stuff, if they were to really get the information about the queer history of Judy Garland, they would, there'd be so much more that they could do for so many communities. And letting Judy Garland's legacy really actually, you know, make sense to people.
Exactly.
So it's been my mission here in Grand Rapids to try and turn it into that, because honestly, I really think that this community could benefit economically for sure.
Oh yeah. There would be tons of gays that would flock there.
You'd probably be, you and your husband would be happy, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So either way, it's still a nice area. I love living in the woods. I really do. I love fishing. I love hiking. I know. It's not for everyone. It's different up here, I think. There's a certain calmness out on the water that I find. I know that I'm not selling it really well for you. I get it. But I'm trying to explain that I have this very nostalgic feel to it, I guess. Yeah. And it's relaxing for me. I'm not really good at fishing, but I still appreciate it.
I feel like nobody's really, I don't know.
I mean, how do you get good
at good? It? Yeah, exactly. It's very subjective.
I still feel it's a game of chance, like chess and you know, things like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. Yeah,
it's a lottery. You don't know if you're going to catch anything. You're just hoping.
Yeah, and if you do catch something, it could be a good fish or a bad fish, which sounds like a Wizard of Oz reference.
Are you a good fish or a bad fish? Well, I'm not a fish at all. Oh, fishes are slimy and ugly.
It was like, oh my god, this is a fucking person. My bad.
If you're fishing people out of the water, we got bigger issues.
Yeah, there's bigger issues.
But yeah, I'm trying to entice you to for you and your husband to come visit up here.
Yeah.
The northern Minnesota. This would be the time or the fall. If you ever do, don't come here in the winter unless you really want to experience a Minnesota winter and learn how happy at home down in Florida you would be.
Yeah, I feel like the fall would be a good time just because it's fall time and I love fall time.
And I suppose that the time that winter is up here and it's a dead zone for us up here is usually the busiest time for Florida, because that's when all of our Minnesotans come down there. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, they come down to their summer places down there, or their winter places down there.
Yeah, that's my dog barks in the background.
Okay, better than a wind chime.
No, I would love to go to the Judy Garland Museum, though. I did get to see, gosh, when was it? 2019? Yeah, 2019, because we were closer there. It was 2 hours to the Wizard of Oz land. And they had, it used to be at a music park. It was...
Yeah. Is it the one in Kansas?
No, it's in Beach Mountain, North Carolina. Oh,
yes. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Because the one in Kansas is actually a scary one. Like, people put pictures of it. It was like a whole bunch of money was put to build it up. And then it, like, now people show pictures of it and it's just like deteriorated and it looks like a terrifying, like, land.
Oh my gosh. I need to go look at that. The one in Beach Mountain was very neglected for years and years, and there were pictures of that one too online where people were like, this looks creepy because there's nothing here, but they did a lot of revamping and now it's open every year for I think like 2 or 3 weekends in the summer and then 2 or 3 in the fall for you to go, and it was amazing. Scary as hell though, because you get there and there's like it's like an arts market basically with a lot of Wizard of Oz memorabilia, but they had a pop-up museum, and they had a pair of the slippers in there, which was awesome. But like, you couldn't take pictures, and like, they were staring at you the whole time. Like, and I was like, yeah, because these slippers are priceless, basically. But they had a dress from Judy Garland. It was really cool.
Clearly, when was this?
2019.
Oh yeah. So yeah, then definitely 2019. Of course, after what happened here in Grand Rapids in 2005.
Yeah, exactly. But then you get in a bus and literally you just go up the mountain and you're thinking, oh God, like this is how I go, because you're right, like you look and you see like, oh my gosh, if this driver drives a little bit to the left, we're done for. But it's such a good feel, and a lot of it was crazy to see, like, of course Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie, but then I introduced it to my nieces and nephew, so they were super excited, and it literally takes you through the story of the Wizard of Oz. They had food at the front, but then every, I think it's like 15 minutes, they put on an act, so you see, so it starts with her with Professor Marble, and then her going back to the farmhouse where three hot guys did this hot dance. And then you go through the house, her house, and it's normal, but then you go through the basement and it simulates a tornado. And then you come out and the house is like all shredded up.
I want to go to this.
It's amazing. And then you, along the way, you literally follow the Yellow Brick Road and you meet all the characters in the same, and you meet Glinda. And then at the very end, you go to the Emerald City where they do a big production and they have more stuff for sale there and everything. It was a good, it was a great time. I want to go back again. But yeah, that was the only opportunity I got to see anything from Judy Garland.
Yeah. Let's plan a time where like me and Lisa will meet you and Brandon down there. And we'll just go.
We'll just go, yeah. It's, I mean, it's not cheap.
I suppose not.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. But you know what blows my mind, and we talked about this, because you know a lot of people don't realize, anybody that doesn't know a lot about Judy Garland, I suggest researching it, and then also watching Judy with
Renee Zellweger. She did amazing.
So good.
Not so well on the singing, but the character.
I mean, it's so hard to...
Yeah, you can't just...
Just can't.
But, even Liza Minnelli can't really get there. And...
Exactly. But the studio, and a lot of people thought that she was fat and unattractive. We saw her dress in person, and I was like, this bitch was snatched. What do you mean y'all thought she was a plus size and everything? I was like, our mind was blown, because that dress was so tiny.
But even back then, their cameras were not really well at, like, they would add a lot of pounds.
Yeah. Even now, yeah, I know they say that the camera adds 10, 15 pounds.
So in Hollywood, she was fat.
Yeah, which is
so
ridiculous. So ridiculous.
And that's why she'd lose a lot of jobs to Shirley Temple.
Stupid Shirley Temple.
Damn her.
Yeah.
She almost lost Wizard of Oz to Shirley Temple.
I know, yeah. Which, could you imagine the Wizard of Oz without Judy Garland?
Like an alternate reality that Judy Garland was not, and it was Shirley Temple. And if Judy Garland, a world that Judy Garland never existed in.
That's not a world I want to live in.
That is a hell. Yeah.
That would be literally the definition of hell.
For me, for sure. Well, on that note, I think it's a good time to wrap up our episode. Thank you so much for joining to talk about Pride 2021 and a little bit about you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I feel like it was a lot of Pride and Judy Garland talk. So,
which go hand in hand very well.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good meshment. So,
yeah, and you heard
so much.
And you heard me declare war basically on the Judy Garland committee of people here. Like, I'm coming for it. I'm gonna gay that up.
Yeah, huh? They really need to. I'll sign a petition. They really need to market to the right audience.
We just need to collect like a whole bunch of LGBT people who want that to so much to just make a huge campaign to be like, gay up Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Literally, I feel like all you have to do is say Judy Garland protect, and then all the queer
people. I will activate a sleeper cell.
Literally, they'd be like, where do I need a sign? Like, no, and no questions asked.
Even the Gen Zers. will jump on it. Like you said, there's some girls at work for you that don't know who Judy is, but they know who Dorothy is. And once they figure it out, they get it. And they just haven't been to enough drag shows.
Clearly, they need to brush up on their culture.
They need some Judy history and they need some queer history, and they can probably find both in the same
at
Barnes and Noble.
Exactly, literally the pride section.
Yeah, Judy, you just research Judy Garland and LGBT community, and your Google will explode.
literally rainbows will shoot out of your computer.
Like, you have won the jackpot for the best search ever.
Exactly. There'd be so many pages. So many pages.
Well, anyway, yes, happy Pride to you and your husband.
Yes, thank you.
We will talk to you later.
Yes, sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.